and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. A few years ago, I wanted to get into better shape, and I decided to start going to a gym and working with a personal trainer in order to do that. And I remember on my very first day there, I had no idea what the different machines were called or what they were used for, what all of these different weights and shapes were, and I was a little bit intimidated to be there. So when I met with my trainer, a very fit and obviously dedicated exerciser, I thought she could sense that I was a little bit uncomfortable and unsure of what to do. She showed me some basic weightlifting techniques and proper form and declared, after our first day together, she declared that I was now a weightlifter. And I thought this was kind of funny because in my mind, to be a quote weightlifter, you had to really know what you were doing. You had to be an expert for many years, maybe even winning several competitions and awards for weightlifting and having a brand sponsorship before you could really call yourself a weightlifter. But as my trainer assured me, the only thing that really qualifies you as a weightlifter is someone who lifts weights, someone who just does it. Now, there are obviously huge differences between my weightlifting and a professional Olympic athlete weightlifter, but we both essentially do the same thing, just at different levels of intensity. And I think the lesson to be learned here is that if I had this goal to be a weightlifter and thought that I'd need to go through years and years of practice and training to qualify myself as a weightlifter, I might never begin. It would be too intimidating for me to start something that I really knew nothing about. And therein lies the key. People who want to do something, who set goals and are dedicated to pursuing them, all have one thing in common. They just begin doing them, no matter what. Every expert starts out as a novice. And thinking about that, I love this quote by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the LDS First Presidency. And he said, quote, "The Lord said to Abraham, 'My name is Jehovah, and I know the end from the beginning. Therefore, my hand shall be over thee.' My young friends, today I say to you that if you trust the Lord and obey him, his hand shall be over you. He will help you achieve the great potential he sees in you, and he will help you see the end from the beginning." Close quote. So even though I don't lift weights all that often anymore, if I had stuck with it and had dreams of being an Olympic-level weightlifter someday, I'm sure that I could have done it. The Lord has different, unique plans for each of our lives. He knows what our talents are, hidden and obvious, and he wants to help us to develop those things that we are passionate and curious about. And once we do have a goal or a direction that we want to take in life, we need to do our part and exercise faith in him by seeing the end from the beginning and just begin by moving forward. Think of the example of LDS prophet Joseph Smith. I mean, he was barely literate. He lived in a rural farming community. He was one of several siblings in a large family, and he wasn't really someone who was poised to stand out in life or to have a lot of success and attention. However, he knew that there was something he wanted. More than anything else, he wanted to know something that only God could tell him, and that was which church to join. Even though he'd never prayed out loud before, and even though he currently didn't belong to a church, he had faith that things would work out if he simply moved forward in a direction and asked for the Lord's help. And look what happened as a result. He communed with God, he got an answer to his prayer, and under the direction of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, he formed and led a church that swept the country and eventually the world. He was promised that his name would be had for good and for ill. And that is definitely what happened. It is definitely still true today. And I am so inspired by Joseph Smith's story and the stories of others like him who, despite their circumstances or their lack of experience and expertise, they still move forward in faith. They see the end from the beginning. And I would encourage you to do the same as well with your goals. And if you'd like to learn more about incorporating faith into your life, you can check out the Mormon Channel blog, especially the post entitled Embracing New Opportunities with Faith. And all of the Mormon Channel content can be found on our app or on our website, which is mormonchannel.org. All right, we're going to close our episode with a quote today from past LDS prophet, President Gordon B. Hinckley. And he said, quote, "Put your trust in God and move forward with faith and confidence in the future." Close quote. My wish would be that everyone can feel that way, that everyone can feel that their goals are obtainable if they have a vision for themselves, that they can achieve them, and if they work hard enough to do so with the Lord's help. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.